Hello, my beautiful souls. I hope you're having an amazing day. Thank you very much for being here and joining me. You being here was meant to be. And hopefully it is because you have decided that you want to work on yourself to become a better person. Because the better person that you become, the stronger of a person you become, and then you are easily able to navigate through this world. Dealing with the different kinds of personalities, different kinds of situations that may happen. You need to be powerful here. And the way to be powerful is to work on you. So I have a couple topics that I'm going to be talking about. I'm probably going to split them up in different podcasts, but here's the list. I haven't made a podcast in a while because I was going through my own spiritual storm. And so through this spiritual storm, just know that every time there's a storm, there's something to learn. And I didn't understand that. I was like, oh God, what do I have to learn? You're learning your connection to God. You are learning through your sufferings how to become closer to God. Now, you may not believe in God. You may be in a place right now where you don't believe in God at all. Totally fine. But I'm gonna talk to you and bring you to an understanding of why you don't believe in God and how you can start to believe in God. You're not going to get through this life happy without it. I'm telling you now, it ain't going to happen. So your best bet to do is to, and when I say God, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the energies of love, peace, and happiness. Okay. And the thing is all of us as humans have this desire to suffer. It's in us. That's why we find ourselves in a job that we can't stand, but we don't leave. We find ourselves in a relationship that we can't stand, but we don't leave. Or we get into a great relationship and do self-sabotage and ruin it. There, or we pick up things that we know aren't good for our health. These are all parts within us that have this desire to suffer. But we're going to go through everything step by step. And you may hear dogs barking because, when you're trying to help people and you're trying to do something positive, there's always going to be a distraction. So you got to look out for those things too. That's another part of things that are coming in the way of you growing spiritually. So every single lesson to be learned is a lesson to become, to grow in spirituality. Because the more that you grow in spirituality, the more that you're able to connect with God and receive the things that you want to receive and have the experience here on earth that you want to have, the best experience possible. Your suffering will lead you eventually, if you get done suffering, you get to a point where you're just done with suffering. You don't want to suffer in the way you've been suffering. Now, remember, like I said, we all have this desire to suffer, but the focus and the prayers and the goal should be to suffer as little as possible. So I remember, if I think back to being 21 years old, my desire to suffer was beyond imagination. Now, here I am at 36, my desire to suffer is very small. So you can also say that your tolerance level, you had a lot of tolerance for bullshit, and as you get older, your tolerance for bullshit is less. That's only because you have grown spiritually and you've decided that you do not want to suffer more. You want to suffer less. Okay? And the thing is with our desire to suffer, just know that the suffering is what brings you to God. You understand? So you can't say, be mad at suffering because if you're doing what's right, now, if you're sitting in the suffering and you're not trying to get out of it, it's horrific. But the suffering will bring you to God if you want to come out of that suffering. Okay? So we're going to go through these are the different topics that I want to talk about. I want you to understand somebody that's sent from some that isn't, I don't want to scare you with the words that I use, but just hear me out, okay? I speak sometimes in a very humorous, sarcastic way, okay? So just don't think of it as hocus pocus and all this shit. Just hear me out. I want you to know the difference between someone who's being sent to you by the devil, okay? And now another word for that is someone that you're dealing with who's a narcissist. So now we're going to use a psychology term. A spiritual term is somebody sent by the devil, okay? A lot of fucking devils here. And then you have people who are good-hearted with good intent who are sent by God. All right? Or sent or who has good intentions for you. All right? So I need you to know the difference between a person in your life who does not have good intentions for you. There are many signs of that, and you need to keep your eyes open because you can get wrapped up in this and waste your time. You're supposed to learn a lesson for spiritual growth and move forward. Okay? And then there's people that are sent by God. Now, after you have dealt with somebody who is sent by the devil, or we could use a psychology term, who is a narcissist in your life, or you're dealing with somebody who has bad intent for you, there is going to be a moment in that chapter where you will be betrayed and you will find out. Don't be silly. You do not need something that injures you, meaning that you don't need to see it in black and white. Okay, you just need to protect your eyes and your ears. The God will, if you have good intent with somebody and somebody is being dishonest and lying to you and has bad intent for you, just know that if you keep your heart pure and you have good intent for them, you're going to get enough evidence you need to know that this person is not good, that you need to go. Don't wait around. Use those little cues, those little things, those little voices that you hear within yourself, your stomach. You could feel it in your stomach, whatever it may be. You need to listen to those things. Don't sit around waiting to see it fully with your eyes or hear it fully with your ears, because then you've had to obtain poison into your memory. So let's just say that you're like, you know what? I have a feeling that this person isn't telling the truth and they're lying to me. Something's not right, right? And now you try to catch them in a lie, right? They lied to you. It could be the simplest little lie. Note that that is not good. That is not okay. Okay? That's actually enough for you to not speak to them anymore. When you're dealing with people that come in your life, or you're dating somebody that's in your life, you want to be with somebody who's your best friend. My best friend, when I think of it, of her or him, isn't going to fucking lie to me about anything because there's no reason for that. So do you want to sleep beside someone who tells you lies? Because those lies are only going to grow into something more painful. So leave in advance, be proactive, because if you don't, you're going to get hurt more later on. There's always little telltale signs. Do not ignore what you hear and see, even if it's small. Now, let's just say that they lie to you a few times and you say, ah, whatever, it's a white lie. That's fucking bullshit. Okay. But okay, let's just say you say that's a white lie. It's okay. You know, now time goes on and now you catch this person. You walk into the house and there's somebody, or you show up at their house and they have somebody over for dinner that you had no idea about. This is supposed to be your partner and they're doing this, and it's just not right, right? Or they're kissing or something, or having sex or doing whatever they're doing. Now you've just poisoned your memory. You've just poisoned your eyes and your ears because you waited longer, and now you just hurt yourself more. So the first thing to do is to trust yourself. So whenever you are going into any situation, if you are going to date somebody, if you're going to make new friends with somebody, I need you, even if you're doing nothing, okay? I need you every day to start saying, I trust myself. Those words alone will absolutely change your life. And the reason being is because when you trust yourself, okay, you are basically saying, I trust life. I trust God. Because we are connected with life. We are life and we are connected with God. So when you say that, that puts a protection barrier around yourself. And it also makes you very alert and aware of the illusions people may try to cast upon you. And when I say illusions, I mean the liars. There are so many falsehoods and liars in this world. All you got to do is turn on the news. That's the first lie. It's right there. Everything on, if you watch the news, I need you to reconsider what you're doing because you are filling yourself up with falsehoods, negativity, anxiety, fear. You're disturbing this inner power within yourself. Okay? So I need you to say that. I trust myself. And if you keep building that muscle of trusting yourself, you're gonna really, really avoid a lot of unnecessary discomforts. Okay? There is not one day that you're living on this earth that you should feel uncomfortable. And do you know that you have the absolute power to feel comfortable at all times? And all that is life is a state of mind. Every experience you have in life is just a state of mind. All the power you need is your mind, is your perception. And trusting yourself is the biggest gift you can do. If you notice, if you repeat, I trust myself over and over again, you're going to feel a calm that come over you that you just can't explain. And a power on top of it. Okay. So this is the first thing, trusting yourself. So as you are growing this full trust in self, okay, I bet you that more people do not trust themselves than do. As you are shifting into this presence and this feeling of trust, without realizing it, even a person who does not believe in God, you are shifting into a realm that is a connection with God. If you think about a cell phone, I don't know how it works, but when you call someone, there's a connection that you're able to speak to them. And you have to do certain things in order to build that connection. So you have to get the phone, you have to dial the number, you have to press send, and now you're connected, right? Trust and feelings is what is going to connect you to God. Just like certain feelings are going to connect you to suffering. Okay? So that's what the first step is here, is I want you to trust yourself. I trust myself. I don't care if your world is falling apart. I don't give a shit. The way to fix it is start saying, I trust myself. And eventually, you are going to trust yourself. Okay? And things are going to happen, a hand of help, and you won't even understand why. But you'll always go back to saying, that's because I've decided to trust myself.